Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message. Welcome everybody to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I'm so glad that you are joining us, watching us through YouTube, listening to us perhaps on your way to work on this wonderful Monday. We are happy to announce this amazing word that I had. I actually, the Lord prompted me in my spirit when I was in prayer, and I was asking the Lord what he wanted me to feed the sheep, you know, his people. And I heard it so clear. He said, depending on me. And I almost had this, you know, impulse, if you will, of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit started to kind of share with me how we are living in times where a lot of people don't depend on the Holy Spirit. We don't depend on God fully. And so God took me to Psalm chapter 62, verse 5 all the way to 12. And it's David, and good old David. And the Good News Translation actually reads it this way. He said, find rest, O my soul, in God alone. And then he said, I depend, or my dependence comes from God alone. He said, I'm dependent upon God. He is my source for all things. And I feel like we're living in times right now where a lot of people are very dependent on other things. And sometimes we are unconscious of that. We're not really, it's like we don't have a conscious knowing that we are really depending on other things. So I want you to, this podcast is really intended to make you and challenge you, but also make you analyze and really take a good inventory of yourself. Where's your dependency coming from? Are you really depending on Jesus, like you say? You know, you go into church, I can preach a message like this, and man, you'll hear the congregation. They'll be like, amen, depend on God. Yes, I depend on God. But oftentimes, do we really depend on God? Well, David was a guy who totally depended on God. He said, I depend on God alone. I put my hope in him. Not in man, in him. And I think we live in a day and age where we have so much control. There's like a lot of control issues. We got this. I got this. Don't worry about it. I got it. You know? And so, or we try to figure it out ourselves, when in reality, there are things that are out of our control. And so one thing that we have to understand, even things that where people make us feel guilty, you know, somebody that might be listening to me right now, you know, you're a mom and you have all these things that are pulling at you and people, and then they make you feel guilty because you didn't do something. And, you know, but like, honestly, we are not Jesus. Only Jesus is Jesus. We are human beings that are a limited resource. And so we can't be there for everybody. And sometimes, you know, you're trying to be there for everybody. You're trying to do this and you're trying to do that. And, you know, and we fall short and we disappoint people because you didn't call me, because you weren't there for me, because you didn't do this for me. And there's so many demands on the earth, and we put so much demand on people. That's why marriages fall apart, because there's so much demand on one person and the other person. And really, truly, there are things that only God can do. The other night, I was talking to my husband. We were getting ready to go to sleep. And I remember as we were conversing and I was taking off my makeup, I was in my restroom. We were conversing and I was kind of quiet. And then he said to me, is it, you know, something wrong? And then I said this to him, quote unquote, I said, thank you for asking. But there are things that only the Holy Spirit can do for me. So I'm just going to take it up with God in the morning. And there was something in my life that only God could have spoken, only God could have done. And I think we have to understand that we are limited beings. And so he respected that. There are things in his life that I can't be there. I can't change them. There are things that are out of control. And so I feel that sometimes that's how we get into a feeling of overwhelm. We feel overwhelmed in life. We feel anxious in life because we're dealing with so many issues. You know, what somebody said, what somebody did. Listen, I can't control enemies. I can't control people. I can't control what everybody does. You know, it's like we can't control it. You have to be free and you have to depend on God. And so many people sometimes are even relying on other people. We put our you know, we're relying on other, you know, a husband. Why didn't you bring me flowers? I need flowers. Well, buy yourself some flowers. You know, sometimes you feel needy. I mean, with all due respect, but I think we put so much emphasis on people. You know, if you're like, well, you know, I don't have a boyfriend. Well, you know, buy yourself flowers. Buy yourself a teddy bear. Put it on the card to me from me. You know, and allow yourself. I mean, I know that may sound funny and comical, but I think you've got to stop relying on so many things. We rely on ourselves. We, you know, we put so much pressure on ourselves. We've got to be free and depend on God, you know, and understand this. God spoke this to me, and he said, Patty, you know I'm more than enough. I'm enough. You know, he's enough. Think about that. He's enough. And so I just feel like there's so much codependency, even within the body of Christ. There are things, I mean, man, I'm feeling God's presence right now. I don't know who's, I'm setting somebody free right now, but I feel like you've put so much dependency on a human being. You know, congregation puts, you know, so much pressure and so much, there's so much codependency. You know, the pastor. Listen, you've got to stop being so codependent on people, you know, on even on your money, even on your job, your career, take care of those things. Friends, so codependent, you know, codependency. I need this. Let me ask you this question. What could you not live without? That will tell you what you're codependent on. What could you not live without? I need this. Well, that's what you're codependent upon. Now, those blessings God gives us. God gives us friends. God gives us husband. God gives us a wife, right? God gives us these wonderful blessings. God gives us a career. God gives us a job. God gives us the finances. God gives us this. He gives us, you know, congregation. He gives us a wonderful people that we can, you know, pastor the flock of, you know, of his sheep. And so he gives us all these wonderful blessings, but I'm not called to depend on them. He gives us awesome pastors, but I'm not called to depend on them. I'm called to depend on God and God alone. And so if I were to define codependency, it would be defined like this. It is a coping mechanism that enables a person to deal with something in a wrong way. So it's a coping mechanism. I need this. I need my fix. I need my coffee to wake up in the morning. It's a codependency. Look, I know you're probably going, I'm turning this off because I need coffee. You know, listen, I need zeal. I use zeal. That's what I do. You know, I drink my zeal every day. It gets me going. And I get it, but I'm not codependent on anything. We're called to be not ruled by anything. We're called to have dominion and authority over all things. And so I want to free you from all that codependency because it's a coping mechanism. But it's enabling you to deal with something in a really wrong way. Why do you need that? What's going on at the heart of it? Let's talk about your soul then. Because if you need that, then what's really going on? Why do you need that? Is it an affirmation? Why do you need the applauses? Why do you need somebody to go, yay, wow, you are awesome? Does it make you feel better about yourself? And what's really going on at the heart is that you don't know who you are. And so codependency is a coping mechanism. We try to get through life in certain areas, certain ways. Why do you need to constantly have a husband or a wife tell you, tell me you love me, tell me you love me, tell you a minute. Why do you have to hear it every single day? Now, I know it's a love language. I get that. I'm not talking about a love language. I'm not talking about things that we should do that are beautiful because love is expressed. But what I'm saying is, why do you need it? Why are you so codependent on it? Why is it that if it went well for you on that day, then you're not discouraged? Or what is it that you run to? Why is it that I had a good job, I had a good day at work, and so now I'm a happy person? So you're depending on a good day, how your life goes, your joy. So your joy is really based on a good day or bad day. What's really going on at the heart is that you have no joy. So we got to ask these questions because we become so codependent. And the Bible says that he is a jealous God. He doesn't want us dependent upon anything or anybody. Do you lack self-worth? Do you have low self-esteem? Do you have a strong feeling of rejection so you constantly have to be the one that speaks up all the time? You can't keep your mouth shut because you're so codependent on the applauses of others or what others said or the hug that they gave you. Codependency, listen, it's we use other people to fix us. We're so broken on the inside that we use other things to fix us. That is called codependency. We use other things, addictions. Maybe you're listening and you've got an addiction. You've got an addiction to cigarettes or alcohol or something. Listen, I'm going to tell you what God said to me. I'm more than enough is what he says. I'm enough. I am enough. I am enough to heal you. I am enough to set you free. I am enough to show you your identity. I am enough to show you that you don't have to live rejected or self-rejection, or maybe rejection entered a long time ago when somebody didn't hug you, somebody didn't whatever. Listen, go run to the feet of God and let him hug you. He's your dad and he is your father and he is enough. He can give you the hug that you never had. He can look at you and say, Daddy, you can say, Daddy, and he can just sit you on his lap and hug you. He can give you the hug, the best. As a matter of fact, he gives the best hugs. You say, well, I've never felt the hug of God. You know, I've never felt the hug of God. Listen, when you are wrapped, the Bible says his wraparound presence. And so he wraps around you and he gives you the best hugs. So when you come out of there, listen, when you come out of the presence of God, you come out of a relationship with God, listen, you don't need anything. You're satisfied. So when somebody does do something nice to you, it was like, wow, thank you, God. That was like the, I don't know, icing on the cake, you know, but it wasn't the cake. The cake is him being enough. Everything else is a blessing. It's like, thank you for the cherry on top. Thank you for all those wonderful blessings, but it doesn't define who I am. And I'm not codependent on anything. And so God is the only one that has the power to fix us, anything that is broken. God is the only one that can actually give us the things. He should be the source of everything in your life. He's actually the source. Matter of fact, there's a scripture that brought a lot of conviction into my heart last year. It was in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. And look what it says. Cursed are those who trust in mortals, who trust in man, who depend on flesh for their strength, and whose hearts turn away from the Lord. Look what it's saying. You are bringing a curse upon yourself for trusting more in man than you do God. You are bringing a curse upon yourself for trusting in, he calls them, mere mortals. One translation says that we are a puff of air. That's what humans are. Matter of fact, we were made out of dust. You know what we are? We are dirt. We were made out of dust, but God blew his spirit on the inside of us. So we are really spiritual beings, but made out of dirt. We are limited. You are limited. You can't do everything at the same time. Our dependency has to be in God. We don't want to enter into a curse. We don't want to depend, even in our own flesh. It says, cursed are those who depend on the flesh for their strength. You're not called to depend on your flesh for strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You are called to run to him for everything. He's your source of strength. He's your source of joy. He's your source of everything. As a matter of fact, John chapter 15, verse 5 says, apart from me, you can do nothing. That word depend means to rely on, to rest on, to turn to trust in, to place your trust upon, to rely on for support, for help, for everything. David said it best, I depend on you and my hope is in you. Doesn't mean that we don't need human beings. Doesn't mean that we don't, you know, need and we gather certain things or even they are a byproduct, if you will, of some of our blessings. That doesn't mean that. I'm not saying that you're going to live like a hermit under a rock and never be around people. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the inside you, is it really depending on God? Are you really listening for God to speak to you and you're depending on him and him alone, where he is your strength of source of wisdom? He's your source of knowledge. He's your source and your companion, your source of deliverance, your source of provision, your source of fruitfulness, your source for everything. Dependency always begins. Hear me. Dependency will always begin when you acknowledge that God is your owner, that God is the owner of everything, and he's in control of every circumstance. There are things that are out of your control. You can't change people. You can't change your circumstance. There are things that only God can change. And so two things happen, and I'm going to end here, when you are dependent on him. Number one, you become faithful. When you are dependent on God, you become faithful, faithful to him. You're determined. You're faithful. You depend on him and him alone. And because of that faithfulness, you become fruitful. It is inevitable. You will always be fruitful. The Bible says, think about that word, fruitfulness. He said, nothing will be impossible with God. He is more than enough. The Bible calls him El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. And I love it. It says here in 1 Corinthians, if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 through 9, and God can give you more blessing than you need. That's the God that we serve. He's going to give you more blessing than you will ever need. And you will always have plenty of everything, Corinthians says. You will have enough to give to every good work. As the scripture says, he gives generously. His goodness will continue forever. And so when you say, well, I don't have enough. Well, he's telling you, I'm enough. You know, come and depend upon me. Doesn't mean you don't go to work. Doesn't mean like, oh, well, I'm going to quit my job now and I'm just going to depend on God. Please don't do that. Be wise. But what I'm saying is God gave you that job, but your source of income is God. And because you do your employment well and you are leading, you know, being led by the Holy Spirit, he will take care of you. So I want to encourage you and I want to challenge you. What are you depending on? What part of you is depending on God. And then think about every miracle that God did. God, when God did every miracle, he always started with something little. You know, a few fish, a few pieces of bread. When God is getting ready to multiply everything, God is saying, give me what you have. What do you have? Well, I've got a stick. Okay, well, stretch it out, Moses, and watch how the Red Sea is going to open. What do you have? Well, I've got a little bit of flour and I've got a little bit of oil, really? Well, let me have that. Make some bread for the prophet and watch how you're never going to run out. I mean, just give me what you have and watch what I'm going to do with it. He's a God that multiplies. Give me your talent. Give me everything that you have and watch how I'm going to multiply it. He's a God of multiplication. He's not a God of subtraction. He's not even the God of addition. He's a God of multiplication. He's a God of El Shaddai, more than enough. I'm going to pray for everybody right now. Maybe you're depending on something, and I just want you to just repent right where you're at. Maybe you've been depending on other people. You've been depending on certain things. Listen, we gotta break free from that, because that is going to breed a curse. Some of you are listening to me. You are up under a curse because you have put more emphasis and you have put more dependency upon yourself, your own flesh, your own strength. You have left God out of the equation, and now you're depending upon yourself, and you're depending maybe even upon other people. Listen, stop looking to them to affirm you. Only God can give you that. So I just want to lead you in a prayer, and just where you're at, just say, Father, I ask you to forgive me. I am so sorry, and I repent with all my heart. If I have become codependent on any area, on any level in my life, and I have not depended on you, you have given me the blessings, but I refuse to become codependent on those blessings. I depend on you, and I shall say like David, you alone, Lord, are the one that I depend on. I ask you to forgive me, and I ask you to heal every wound. Holy Spirit, get to the issue, the heart of the issue, the root of the issue, and deal with that area in my life, because only you can heal me. Only you can deliver me. You are the source of all things. So I repent today of all codependency, and I move towards depending on you, and I shall say like David, I depend on you alone. God, I thank you. I thank you because you are more than enough. You are El Shaddai. And I recognize that you're the only one that can bring all those things into fruition, all those things into completion in my life. Thank you, God. I give you complete control. I let go. And I let you, God, be God in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for viewing us. Listen, I want to just extend to you. I really, really want you to go and follow me on Spotify. I'm on Spotify now, and I want you to, you know, just follow me and go check out my podcast right there. And I'm not sure if you could leave a comment, but if you can, please do so. I really, really want you to go check out Spotify. I mean, think about it. You can just click on your Spotify app, and then you'll be in the car, and you could be listening all day. My voice in your head. Isn't that fantastic? I mean, here's the devil's voice screaming at you all day long. And now you've got my voice that is screaming at you all day long. Isn't that awesome? It's going to renew your mind. And you just get to click on Spotify, listen to all those amazing podcasts that we've been. I feel God's presence. I know the presence of God is going to invade your home, change your mind, renew your mind, go to better, become successful, become who God called you to become. So go to Spotify, go to YouTube, make sure you subscribe, and please leave me a comment. Please, please leave me a comment. I want to know all the wonderful things that God is doing, and please go share. Share with 5-6 people. I am extending an invitation to everybody that shares to 5 people. Share it on your Instagram, share it on your Facebook. Go follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook. Why am I telling you all of this? Is it just to get followers? Absolutely not. My whole purpose is to have a platform so that every day you wake up and God is speaking to you, so that there is a voice that's speaking to you. There's a coach, there is a person that is a mentor, there is somebody behind this that is going, hey, you know what? I got so encouraged. That changed my life. This is all about changing lives. This has nothing to do with trying to make, you know, a name for somebody. This is about Jesus, and it's making him famous. So go and follow me. Make sure you tune in. Watch the clip. If you heard it, make sure you go to YouTube and subscribe there. And I promise you, you will be blessed. Till next time, we will see you.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.